السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to today's edition of Sahaba Profiles. Today we commence with the story of Abu Ayyub Ansari رضي الله عنه. Abu Ayyub was his kunniya, and Ansari means he comes from the Ansar. His actual name was Khalid bin Zayd bin Kulayb, and his tribe was the Banu Najjar tribe, a famous tribe, and he was from the Ansar in Madinatul Munawwara. Now, Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an is famous because he was the first host of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. It's a very interesting story. We may have heard it before, but the significance behind it is important. What had happened is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah from Makkatul Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, he stopped first in Quba. And he stayed there for approximately 4 days, and he established a masjid, and that was the first masjid that was established in Islam. And the people in Medina got to get the news that the Nabi of Allah has arrived, and many in Medina had already embraced Islam by then. The first pledge of Aqaba had taken place, the second pledge of Aqaba had taken place as well. Now what transpired was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming into Medina, and we know the scene. We have discussed this previously when we were speaking about Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, how the children lined the streets and how everyone came. You know, they were just overwhelmed by happiness and they were overwhelmed by the occasion. And like Anas radiallahu an had said, I saw the day the Nabi of Allah came to Medina and I saw the day he left Medina. Meaning, I saw the day of his arrival, it was the happiest day. And I saw the day he passed away, it was the saddest day. Now, whilst the children were lining the streets and whilst there was this, you know, mood of celebration, of happiness, of jubilation, many of the influential people, many of the leaders in Medina, they were hoping that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to stay with them. Remember, the Nabi of Allah left behind everything in Makkah. That was the nature of the hijrah, great sacrifice, everything in Makkah, no home in Medina. So they were all lining the streets, sadatun. You know, the different leaders of Yathrib, as it was known then, hoping that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come. And each one was, you know, punting their residence and trying to convince the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come and stay by me. So the Nabi of Allah said, look, Allah has instructed me, let the camel must just move. The camel that the Nabi of Allah had mounted at that particular occasion. And wherever the camel stops, that's the home where I will reside. So as this camel was walking at a slow pace, the scholars have written that all eyes were on that camel. Everyone was watching that camel. As it would come close to a particular home, the excitement would increase. There would be anticipation. The owner of that home would think, maybe it's going to stop by my house. Maybe it will stop by my house. And then as it would pass that home, naturally that person's heart would sink, that it's not my house. It's not my house. Such was the love that the Ansar had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they were so desirous. Today we see when pious people come, say from overseas, and they come to our country, everyone is desirous to host them, to host them for a meal, that they must sleep in my house. Everyone wants that barakah, everyone wants that blessing. Now imagine what it was. This was no ordinary pious person. This was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally, the camel came and stood by the home of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an. Words cannot do justice to what he and his wife felt at that moment. What an honor. What an honor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them. For approximately 7 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resided in the home of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. However, there is more detail to the story. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu had a small house but with two levels. He had the ground level and he had an upper level. So the Nabi of Allah chose to sleep on the ground level. And Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu was happy. But at night, look at the thinking of Sahaba. Look at the love of Sahaba. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. At night, Abu Ayyub and his wife radiallahu anhu, they started talking. They said, Ayakunu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asfal wa nahnu a'la min. How can the Nabi of Allah be down and we are on top? Look at the level of respect. Look at the level of respect. How is it that the Nabi of Allah is beneath us and we are on top? Anasiru bayna an-nabiyyi wal-wahy. Idhan or inna idhan lahalikun. Are we now going to be between the Nabi of Allah who is below us and wahi and revelation that's coming from the heavens? We will be destroyed. Now, it was already night time. They were already on top. The Prophet ﷺ was already at the bottom. They were distressed, but there was not much they could do about it. And they spent the entire night like this. And then the next morning, they spoke to the Prophet ﷺ and they said, Ya Rasulullah, last night we hardly slept much. And the Nabi of Allah asked why. They said, you know, this thought troubled us. This thought troubled us that how can we be on top and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be at the bottom? So the Nabi of Allah said, "Hawwin alayka ya Aba Ayyub, innahu arfaqu bina an nakuna fi sufli likathrati man yaghshana min an-nas." That, oh Abu Ayyub, don't worry, it's nothing about being you on top and me on the bottom. I chose to be at the bottom, said the Nabi of Allah, because a lot of people will come to meet me and visit me, and if I'm on the top level, then they would have to bypass you and your wife, and it would cause you inconvenience. Look at the thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not wanting to inconvenience the host, subhanallah. When we go to people's homes, we must also apply our minds, that these people are being kind enough to host me, to accommodate me. Let me see how I can make things more convenient for them. Even if they don't mind, that's on its place, but let me see how I can make things more convenient for them. We'll leave it at this point, inshallah. In our next discussion, we will continue with the story of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu.